student enrollment at Kansas State dropped precipitously this fall. In fact, the numbers were the worst of any of the region's institutions, with a drop of almost 1,000 students. And that means the university will have to cut some $12 million. University President Richard Meyer says administrators expected the numbers to drop a little bit and had instituted some changes to deal with smaller numbers, but had not foreseen that final count.
The size loss was not expected and is still not, I don't think, analyzed totally. We still have the largest market share, if you will, in terms of graduating high school seniors who want to come to K-State. So we still do well there. International students were down. Students at Polytechnic were down out in Salina. Grad students were up a little bit. Online courses, Global Campus, were up a little bit. We did graduate some large cohorts in the last couple of graduations. I mean, significantly larger than normal cohorts. We don't know how that played or why it played the way it did. So we're still analyzing that. The Board of Regents is looking at where are our high school seniors going? The numbers are that we're graduating about the same number of high school graduates we've done over time, but they're not going on to higher education, either at universities or at community colleges. So where are they going? The Board of Regents, as I understand it, are going to look at that to see if they're going out of state or what's happening to our Kansas high school seniors.
A loss of over 900, what does that do to money here at the university?
So we have basically two sources of revenue for that. One is the state appropriation, and that hasn't changed. That's been, I think it's just a little over $150 million, $155 million this year. The other part is tuition. So it impacts the tuition side of our revenue equation, or the revenue part, the tuition part. And that's about a $12 million hit to what we expected as revenue. So a $12 million deficit.
So what does that mean to the campus?
Well, we have no other way to generate any revenue. So, in essence. And so what that means is an across-the-board cut to our campus departments and colleges.
Does that mean a possible loss of jobs or a loss of courses?
We don't think so. It will probably, as it has over due to state cuts over the last several years, it will probably result in, you know, delayed hiring decisions in some cases. This will be up to the colleges and their department heads and unit heads and so forth as how they want to absorb this loss. But they've been cut so many times over such a long period of time as the state budget has declined, state support to higher education, that they don't have a lot of flexibility. And given that 85 to 90% of our budget is in people, delaying replacements or electing not to replace somebody for a while are options that they can consider. At the moment, we don't see any reason for mass layoffs.
The legislative session will be starting in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Are there worries about what might happen there that would add to our problems now?
Well, you never know. We'll have to wait and see. The new tax plan they put in place in the last session is producing at least the first quarter more revenue than was projected. That's a good thing for the state of Kansas, though they have more revenue than projected, so that means they're probably not going to go exercise any cuts. So we'll just have to see how that plays up. Let's see what the second quarter yields and so forth as we go into that legislative session. So I don't think it's too early to speculate.
You said we really didn't know what caused this enormity of cuts. Are we looking at different ways of recruiting? Are we looking at other avenues that might help us out?
Well, in anticipation that we would be down this fall, we started more aggressively trying to recruit out-of-state students. So we have recruiters in places like Denver, Dallas, Chicago, St. Louis, the Kansas City metro area, where we thought we could start to attract some out-of-state students, where we think a lot of our loss is. If Kansas high school graduates aren't coming to higher education in Kansas, Where are they going? Like I said, the Board of Regents is going to try to figure that out. In the meantime, we think we need to get to the scale we need to be at around Kansas State University. We need to recruit out of state. So we took those steps this summer. They took effect. We did the same thing in international programs. International students were down more than expected, perhaps because of the visa uncertainties that the United States has right now in terms of certain students. So we're trying to recruit more aggressively internationally as well.
Is there a chance that we might have another loss next fall?
Yeah, I think so. So one of the things we've put in place is we're in the process, the final parts of the process of hiring a strategic enrollment consultant, somebody that consults nationally, looks nationally, probably has databases that we don't have or have access to that can help us understand what's happening nationally and how we can boost our enrollment. They're starting here in the next, you know, month probably. The problem is that's not going to have much of an impact on next fall. Those decisions are being made by students this fall. So I think we can turn it around to some degree with our recruiters that have been out working in these surrounding states. So I think we can stem some of that. We can, if you will, stop the bleeding. But how much we can start an uptick, I don't know at this point. I don't think we're going to count on too much. We just like to kind of stop it. And so from there, we can move forward. I think we'll be successful in this. I think all these things that we're doing will be successful.
Now, it's my understanding our tuition is not that much different from surrounding states, is it?
No, it's very, very similar. Some states actually have in-state tuition that is about equivalent to our out-of-state tuition. So I don't think they're any close to us, but there are those across the country. So we're, you know, our tuition is not, probably not the factor here.
Is there any hope that we might be able to get more money? You talked about the taxes, more money out of the legislature to kind of offset some of this.
So one of the things the legislature did last year, in the budget they passed last year for 18 and 19, was to resource one of the biggest funding cuts we ever got from the year before. And they gave us part of that cut back in FY18, and their plan is to give us the rest of that back in FY19, starting 1 July of next year. That would be really helpful because it goes into the base budget and we don't lose it. It's not a one-time thing. It's a multi-year thing unless they cut us again. So, yeah, that will be a help. Whether or not higher education is going to get a big boost in funding, I'm not sure I'd count on that. The state is still wrestling with funding for K through 12. And the Kansas Supreme Court came out with a ruling that said what you as a state have planned for K through 12 is not adequate. There's a budget for that, and the Supreme Court said that is not adequate. They didn't say what adequate was, so I don't know how the state's going to respond to that, how the legislature is going to respond to that. But we'll have to see all these parts work together and play out. But I'm not counting on a big increase from the state next year.
In your State of the University address, you talked about budget modernization.
Right.
What is that?
So our budget now is commonly referred to as the incremental model, which means that if you're a unit at Kansas State University and you got $1,000 last year, you're going to get that $1,000 plus minus a little bit, depending on how tuition and revenues are going. But we're not going to impact you with any of our strategic priorities. You're going to get what you got last year. So it perpetuates the way things have been. And that budget model has been in existence for two or three decades. So there are decisions made 20 or 30 years ago that we're living with today. They were probably perfectly sensible back then. They may not be sensible for today. So the new budget model is not going to be that incremental model. It's going to allow us to, a couple of things. We hope it will allow us to prioritize increasing enrollment, that we'll be able to insert university-wide strategic priorities into the budget that will help us achieve our 2025 goals. It's a completely different model of and a way of prioritizing things. We did have an outside group come in and help us think through this. We did that with the senior administration staff and the deans, and everybody agreed we had to change. We were kind of locked into the past. We need to change so we can start having some influence on, in a strategic way, on our budget.
Kansas State University has an impact more than just here. It benefits Manhattan, Riley County, and the state of Kansas. What does the monetary problems the university is having right now, what does that do to other areas?
Well, if problems persist, then it would decrease our economic impact, at least potentially. I think the Board of Regents did a study, and people can look this up. It's probably on the Board of Regents website. I can't remember exactly, but they were talking about return on investment for the state dollars invested in higher education. And there's a big return, like a 10 or 11 times return on the money that we put into education that pays back in jobs and to our economy. That's pretty powerful. We know we're over $1 billion in impact to our region here, the close-in region around Raleigh County and the other counties, Pottawatomie and Gary, and that's a huge impact just in and of itself. But more importantly, there was a study done by the Federal Reserve. Now, it's pretty old. I think it's around 15 years old, and they haven't done one since. But what they came up with, I think, makes sense today, intuitive sense anyway. They said, if you want to increase economic prosperity and if you want to increase wealth, the way you do it is through good ideas and talented people. In other words, education really counts here. That's where you get the talented people. And that's often, not always, where you get the really good ideas. But you put those two things together, and that's how economies flourish and people flourish. The same concept is true today. So if we're not producing the kind of talent that Kansas needs, and most of the numbers show you that the workforce demands are not being met by the Regent universities today. So if we have a deficit in our talent, then we're not going to be producing the economic prosperity that we should for our state.
Is the university putting into place, and I'm not sure what to call it, something like a fail-safe budget if we have a problem, hopefully not nearly as severe, again next fall?
So implementation of our new budget model, it's under discussion when that will take place. It could take place as early as next July when we start our new fiscal year, or it could be a year past that. Those are the kind of the two times we're talking about. If that new model were in place, I think another deficit in funding, whether it's state or tuition-based, would allow us to do things more strategically than we can today. For instance, and this is very hypothetical, but let's say we had one unit that was no longer producing the number of students it did 5 years ago, and there were reasons for that, but there wasn't a need, there, whatever, it was too expensive. Then we could, in a new budget model, we can impact that particular unit and dedicate perhaps less resources to them and more resources to places where we have enrollment growth. One thing about enrollment, it's not in growth or declines. They're not even across all the colleges or even all the departments. So some are going up, some are going down, some are staying flat. And right now, we don't have a good way of acknowledging that or where our priorities are on campus. And I think the new model will help us in that.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Richard Myers. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.